So let's sum up our part of the of syntactic analysis in a short summary. Yeah. So what we have seen was that our examples mostly were LR1 or could be transformed to LR1. So that is, with LR1, you get like a quite potent parsing method in that sense. However, what we also have found or observed is that in general, the canonical LRK automaton has much more states than just the LR0 automaton. Yeah, so therefore, are some concepts for subclasses of LRK grammars that only use an automaton with the same shape as the one for LR0, which is giving rise to two ideas for still coping with this shape of automata, namely the concept of over approximating the look-ahead sets for each of the items by, for example, only computing one look-ahead set for each of the LR0 items, or a look-ahead set for each of the states. Yeah, and this gives rise to two concepts that are quite famous, which is this SLR parsing and the LALR parsing, and both of them have their applications out there. So LALRK parsing was a long time one of the best compromises between full LRK parsing and a reasonable size of the automaton. Yeah. So with all these different classes of grammars, you might get confused and might think about, well, what is the relation between all those? So let's have the picture for the relation between all these classes. So first of all, for orientation purposes, in the middle there is the regular languages. Those are like ones that can be recognized by all these parsers. Then there is the LL parsing methods, starting with LL1, potentially being extended to LL2, LL3, or LLK. And you see this picture, LL1 is strongly or is strictly larger than the regular languages. And also each LL each K adds to the adds languages that the former or the smaller K didn't have with respect to LL parsing. Yeah, so an LL there is a grammar that is in LLK but not in LLK minus one for each of those. Yeah, so this is an actual real hierarchy that is out there. Then we have introduced the LR0 grammars over there, and for LR0, it holds that this is again containing the regular languages. However, there is and also there's they intersect LL1 as a grammar class. It even intersects all of the LLK hierarchy, but there's usually also grammars in the LLK hierarchy that are not suitable for LR0. Yeah. Further on, we have talked about these two special classes, LALR and SLRK, which are strictly more than the LR0 grammars, and also intersect with the LLK hierarchy. But as you see, there's usually always some that are only on the LR side and only on the LLK side, until we hit LR1. And as we have seen, there is a theorem that says each LRK grammar can be reduced to an LR1 grammar. Doesn't so in terms of expressibility, the LR1 grammars have the same expressibility in terms of languages as the LRK grammars. So there is no real hierarchy going on for that one. Instead, it's just one class, and it's a class of deterministic languages. And this class contains all the languages from the LLK hierarchy, as well as LR0, SLRCAR, SLRK, and LALRK. Yeah. So with LR1 languages, you get them all the deterministic languages. Yeah. So in principle, what you can say is that all context-free languages that can be parsed with a deterministic pushdown automaton can be characterized with an LR1 grammar in brackets with arbitrary complexity. So there can be arbitrarily many productions necessary for that, as we have seen. Yeah. And the language class that corresponds to LR0 grammars also has a name. This is the name of a prefix-free deterministic context-free languages. Just a side note. Yeah. And yeah, what we have also seen is that that the language classes of LLK grammars form an actual real hierarchy in the deterministic context-free languages.